الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، we begin reading this afternoon in the chapter the author he mentioned حفظه الله تعالى باب قول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عليكم بالجماعة باب قول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عليكم بالجماعة. The statement of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alaykum bil jama'ah, that you must adhere and hold fast to the jama'ah. You must adhere and hold fast to the jama'ah. And this is from the narration that the author he has mentioned here from the hadith of Umar, radiyallahu anhu. And the title of the chapter is derived from the narration that is mentioned here from the fourth evidence. In the narration of Umar ibn al-Khattabi, radiyallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he ordered the people to hold fast to al-jama'ah. Alaykum bil-jama'ah, ay ilzamu wa tamassaku bil-jama'ah. Ilzamu al-jama'ah, hold fast and adhere to al-jama'ah. This particular term, it has a linguistic meaning and it has a legislative understanding. This particular term, it has a linguistic meaning and it has a legislative understanding. And whenever the people, they mix the two up many times, they become confused. Alaykum bil jama'ah. Al jama'ah, linguistically, it means the congregation or the main body or the majority of the people. What is intended here, we will see, is a specific understanding. So before we begin reading the evidences that the author he has mentioned, حفظه الله تعالى, we discussed this affair. فما حقيقة الجماعة والاجتماع. What is the reality of unification? What is the reality of this term, الجماعة? Is the majority considered the جماعة, or is there another aspect that should be considered when discussing the جماعة? So we read some evidences from the Book of Allah with regards to this affair. And what is the meaning of the word جماعة? The congregation, the main body. Does this mean the majority of the people? Does this mean the vast majority of the people? Or is there another meaning that is intended? So as for the vast majority, then indeed it is not intended. That's not the correct understanding. And if we look into the Book of Allah Azza wa Jal, we will find that Allah has mentioned clearly that the majority of the people, they will not believe. The majority of the people, they will not believe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in his book, إِنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. إِنَّهُ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Indeed, it is the truth from your Lord, meaning the revelation of the Qur'an. The revelation of the noble Qur'an is the truth from your Lord, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. But the majority of the people, they do not believe. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in his book in the same light, وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَسْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. And the majority of the people, even if you are diligent, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to guide them, they will not be believers. They will not be believers. And you, and the majority of the people, وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَسْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. And the majority of the people, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is addressing his prophet. Allah is addressing his prophet directly in this noble verse, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's saying to him that if you, O Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were to be diligent and to strive to guide the people and to direct them and to call them to the truth, the majority of them, they will not believe. The majority of them, they will not believe. Rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he clarified likewise that the majority of the people, their faith that they have is mixed with paganism and polytheism. The faith that they do have and the way that they do believe is mixed with paganism and polytheism. Is mixed with paganism and polytheism. Meaning they make shirk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, he mentioned in his book, وَمَا يُؤْمِنُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ بِاللَّهِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. إِلَّا وَهُمْ مُشْرِكُونَ. And the majority of the people do not believe in Allah except they associate partners with him. And the majority of the people do not believe in Allah except that they associate partners with him. Meaning the majority of the people who believe in Allah, they believe in the lordship of Allah. And they believe that Allah, he's the creator and the provider and the sustainer, yet they worship others along with him. They devote themselves in action of worship and devotion and servitude to others along with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they take intercessors with Allah. They direct their love or their hope or their fear or their humbleness or their servitude. They direct their supplication or they slaughter for others besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times taking them as intercessors, seeking nearness to Allah by way of them. And this is all falsehood. So the majority of the people do not believe in Allah except they commit shirk with Him. So the majority of the people, they will not believe. And if the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was diligent, and he was diligent, the majority of them, they will not believe. They will not believe. And the belief of the majority, the faith that they do have, is restricted to the aspect of believing that Allah is the creator, which is not sufficient. All of mankind has this fundamental belief and is ingrained in the hearts and the souls to know that there's a creator and that they're not created from nothing. But the test and the trial is establishing that belief by making the worship and servitude, making the love and the hope and fear, sincerity and purity for the sake of Allah, and complying in obedience, humbly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these people, the majority of them, they do not do that. They do not do that. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions about the majority that they do not have knowledge. They do not know. They don't understand. وَلَكِنْ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned about them as well. They don't comprehend. They have no true intellect. قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. All praises and thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Rather, the majority of them, they do not comprehend. They do not understand. They do not understand. And likewise, the majority of the people as well. If we look at the vast majority of the people, Allah has clarified in His book that they're not grateful and they're not thankful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَ النَّاسِ لَا يَشْكُرُونَ. But rather, the majority of the people, they do not show thanks. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions, وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِي الشُّكُورُ. And very few of my slaves are truly thankful. And this is from the most specific trait of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أنه كان عبدا شكورا. أنه كان عبدا شكورا. He was a thankful and he was a thankful slave and a humble slave, showing great appreciation to the extent sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his feet would split from standing so long in the night prayer. And whenever Bilal radiallahu anhu would ask him about that, but O Messenger, you're standing until your feet are splitting. And you're going through this hardship and this devotion and worship, standing in the night prayer, and Allah, He has forgiven you your past sins and the sins that are to come. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would say, أَفَلَا أَكُونَ عَبْدٍ شَكُورًا. Should I not be a thankful slave? So the Messenger, he's thankful sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and those who follow him, they're thankful. But the majority of mankind, they're not thankful. Therefore, they use the blessings of Allah azza wa jalla in his disobedience. And instead of establishing his deen, they fulfill their desires and lust and indulge in that which is forbidden. And therefore, they're prohibited from understanding and comprehending, and they do not have faith. This is the reality of the majority. So whenever the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْجِمَعَةِ, we must hold fast to the jama'ah. Does that mean that we should hold fast to the majority? That we should take the majority as the proof, and that we should be with them whatever they do and wherever they go and never differ with them? Is that what it means? That's not what it means. And the evidence? The likes of these verses. The likes of these verses are clarifying this affair. The likes of these verses are clarifying this affair. Likewise, the majority of the people as well, they don't even love the truth. They despise it and they detest it. And Allah, He clarified this likewise in His book. لَقَدْ جِئْنَاكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَكُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ. Indeed, we have come to you with the truth, but the majority of you despise and dislike the truth. The majority. So listen to these words. أَكْثَرُهُمْ, أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ, أَكْثَرُكُمْ. This is the word they use for the majority of the people. But most of them, the majority of them, the vast amount of them, they do not believe. They do not have faith. The faith that they do have is mixed with polytheism and paganism and idolatry. And they do not show thanks. They don't have knowledge. They do not comprehend. لَا يَفْقَهُونَ, لَا يَعْلَمُونَ, لَا يَعْقِلُونَ, لَا يَشْكُرُونَ, بَلْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, سُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ, بَلْ. Rather, they despise and detest the truth whenever it has come to them. So no doubt the majority is not an evidence or proof. So no doubt, barakallahu fikum, the majority is not an evidence or proof that something is correct and something is right, something should be followed, something is allowed or permissible, or something is from the deen of Allah azza wa jal. Rather, it could be considered, it could be understood contrary to that, because only a few of the people are on the truth. Only a few people are holding fast. Only a few people are thankful. Only a few people are sincere. So the vast majority of the people, they are not upright. They're not rightly guided. They don't even believe in Allah in the last day. And they despise and detest the truth. And they're not grateful, nor are they thankful. Listen to the next verse to clarify. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses his prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this verse specifically, as he has in many of these verses that we mentioned. But he says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. If you, O Muhammad, وَن تُطِعْ أَكْثَرَ مَن فِي الْأَرْضِ يُضِلُّكَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. If you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were to obey the majority of the people in the earth, then they will lead you away from the path of Allah. If you are to obey, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the majority of the people in the earth, then they will lead you away and astray from the path of Allah. إِيَّتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا ظَنَّ وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَخْرُصُونَ. They follow nothing but conjecture. They follow nothing but conjecture, and they do nothing but lie. This is the majority. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned to his noble prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that if he were to obey the majority of the people in the earth, that he would be led astray. So how about those after him? Or how about those like us? If we were to follow the majority of the people, then this is the outcome. We will go astray. وَلِيَذُ بِاللَّهِ. So the majority of the people, they're not upon guidance. The majority of the people, they do not show thanks. The majority of the people, they do not understand. And the majority of the people will be in the hellfire. Only a few will be saved. It's only a few who are on the straight path. This is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has described his true followers sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as ghuraba, that they're strangers. That they're strangers. And he mentioned in the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bada'a al-islamu ghariban wa sayu'udu ghariban kama bada'a. That al-islam, it began as something strange, and it will return to be strange as it began. فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرُبَى. So glad tidings to the strangers. طُوبَ لِلْغُرُبَى. طُوبَ, linguistically, it means glad tidings. But also it's been mentioned that طُوبَ is the name of a tree in paradise. So the meaning is that those people who are strangers, they're strangers because of their creed. They're strangers because of their faith. They're strangers because they have purified their deen and their religion for the sake of Allah alone. And they hold fast to the obedience of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, while the vast majority are following their desires and following their lusts and indulging in that which is forbidden and partaking in this life without any remembrance in their heedless of the hereafter and of the coming of death and the accountability before Allah azza wa jal. So now because of this, they become strange. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said for them, Tuba, that these people, they have glad tidings. They should have glad tidings, meaning that they should have glad tidings of aid and support from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and victory in this life. And likewise in the hereafter, glad tidings of forgiveness in paradise. Glad tidings of forgiveness in paradise. So from the descriptions of the people of Haqq, from the descriptions of the people of truth, is that they're strangers amongst mankind. The Muslims in general are strangers amongst the society at large. And the people of the Sunnah are strangers amongst the Muslims. Those who are sincere and obedient upon that path are strangers amongst the people of the Sunnah. Are strangers amongst the people of the Sunnah. And at the head of the strangers are the people of knowledge, because they're the inheritors of the prophets, as we have seen in the previous class. And in some wordings of this narration and the likes of At-Tirmidhi, and other than that, they asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, من هم الغرباء? Who are the غرباء? Who are the strangers? And in some wordings, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, الَّذِينَ يَصْلُحُونَ إِذَا فَسَدَ النَّاسِ. They are those who are upright and righteous whenever the people are corrupted. And other wordings, likewise, الَّذِينَ يُصْلِحُونَ مَا أَفْسَدَ النَّاسُ مِنْ سُنَّتِي. That they are those who rectify what the people have corrupted from my sunnah. So this is from the descriptions of the pious and the righteous, and the descriptions of those who are upright and steadfast upon the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is what we're ordered to hold fast. And this is what we're ordered to hold fast. فَاسْتَمْسِكْ بِالَّذِي أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ إِنَّكَ عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. This is what Allah had mentioned to his prophet likewise. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَاسْتَمْسِكْ بِالَّذِي أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ. O Muhammad, hold fast to that which is revealed to you. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إِنَّكَ عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Indeed, you are upon the straight path. So likewise, barakallahu feekum, if you learn the sunnah, you see the truth coupled with the evidence, and you realize that, then you hold fast to that, because indeed you're on a straight path. And you should not be deceived by the vast majority differing with you, or opposing you, or turning away from you, or abandoning you, or speaking bad about you, or not liking you, or lying on you, or in the lies like this. This is something that happens to the people of truth. And this is something that happens to the head
of those believers, meaning the prophets and messengers. They were all opposed. Even some of them, they were murdered by their fathers, the people they were sent to call and to teach and to guide. They murdered them and killed them like the Jews they did to many of the prophets of Bani Israel. And like they tried to do to the noble prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the point is that in this narration, فَعَلَيْكُمْ بِالْجَمَاعَةِ You must hold fast. You must hold fast to the jama'ah. You must hold fast to the jama'ah. What is intended here is the one who was upon the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the jama'ah. And sometimes in certain communities there are many, and other times there are few. And in some places maybe there are one or two, and other times maybe there are a large community. There's some here and there's some there. And sometimes they're strong and sometimes they're weak and overpowered by the deviant and the likes like this, all according to the decree and the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like this was the prophets and messengers. Sometimes the prophet, he would have victory in battle, and other times the enemies, they would have victory. Until in the end, the final outcome is for the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is a trial and a test. This is a trial and a test that the prophets they went to, that the prophets they went through, and likewise a trial and a test that the followers of the prophets, they will go through. They will go through, alayhi salatu wa salam. The followers of the prophets, alayhi salatu wa salam, they will go through. So we come to a conclusion now that innama al-ibratu bit-tamassuki bi-dini lahi ilman wa-amala. Innama al-ibratu laysa bil-kathra. Al-ibratu laysat bil-kathra. Al-ibratu laysat bil-kathra. The what is considered is not the majority. We do not look at the majority. We do not look at the majority. Rather, al-ibratu bi-tamassuki bi-dini lahi azza wa jal ilman wa-amala. What is considered is holding fast, the ones who are holding fast to the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal in knowledge and in application. In knowledge and in application. Aqidatan wa ibadatan wa mu'amalatan wa sulukan wa akhlaqan wa minhaja. In all aspects of life, in their creed, in their worship, in their dealings and transactions, in their behavior, in their manners and conduct, in the methodology that they traverse, these people who are holding fast to the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, with the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in knowledge and in application, they are the jama'ah. They are the jama'ah. It's been narrated by a number of companions. From them, Abu Huraira. From them, Abdullah ibn Amr. From them, Muawiyah. From them, Anas. And from them, Auf ibn Malik. And from them, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas. A number of companions have narrated this narration, and it's been collected by Abu Dawood and Tirmidhi and Imam Ahmed and many others. And we read the wording which is connected by Al-Imam Ibn Majah rahimahullah ta'ala from the narration of Auf Ibn Malik. From the narration of Auf Ibn Malik radiyallahu anhu, that he says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, اِفْتَرَقَتَ الْيَهُودُ عَلَى إِحْدَى وَسَبْعِينَ فرقة, that the Jews, they divided into 71 sects. فَوَحِدَةٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَسَبْعُونَ فِي النَّارِ. One of them is in the paradise and 70 of them are in the fire. وَافْتَرَقَتِ النَّصَارَى عَلَى ثِنْتَيْنِ وَسَبْعِينَ فِرْقَةٌ. And the Christians, they divided into 72 sects. فَإِحْدَى وَسَبْعُونَ فِي النَّارِ وَوَحِدَةٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. 71 of them. 71 of them are in the fire, and one of them is in paradise. You understand? The previous nations, the followers of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, after Musa had come with the guidance, they differed amongst themselves. And they divided into different groups and parties and sects. All of them are in the hellfire, except for one of them, the true followers of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Until the coming of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, there were some who disbelieved in Isa, and therefore they disbelieved in Musa, and they apostated and they left faith. وَلِيَذِ بِاللَّهِ. And they disbelieved by disbelieving in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. But those who believed in Isa and believing in Musa and all of the prophets, they likewise after Isa alayhi salatu wasalam divided into many different sects. All of those sects are deviant and astray and away from the straight path, except for one of them. One of them were the true followers of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and they held fast to his way. They held fast to this to his way. So where are the majority so far? The majority of the followers of Musa are where? In the hellfire. The majority of the followers of Isa are where? Are in the hellfire. Only one group. Only one group. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسُ مُحَمَّدٍ بِيَدِهِ لَتَفْتَرِقَنَّ أُمَّتِي عَلَى 73 فِرْقًا فَوَحِدَةٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَثَنْتَانِ وَسَبْعُونَ فِي النَّارِ. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I swear by the one whom Muhammad's soul is in his hand, that my nation is going to divide into 73 sects. All of them are in the fire, except for one. He says, one of them is in Jannah, فَوَاحِدَةٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ, so one of them will be in the Jannah, وَثِنْتَانِ وَسَبْعُونَ فِي النَّارِ, and 72 of them are in the fire. قِيلَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مَنْ هُمْ, it was said to him, now, O Messenger of Allah, who are they? Who is that one sect and that one group that is saved from the hellfire? And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَالَ الْجَمَاعَةِ, قَالَ الْجَمَاعَةِ, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, they are Al-Jama'ah. This is in the wording of Ibn Majah. In the wording of At-Tirmidhi, from the hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr, it has come that whenever they asked that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he responded, Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. Ma man hum ya Rasulullah, who are they? Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. Ma ana alayhi wa ashabi. Those who are upon what I am upon and my companions. Those who are upon what I am upon and my companions. And likewise, from that same narration of Abdullah ibn Amr, from the wording of Al-Hakim and the Mustadrak, rahimahullah, he says, "Ma ana alayhi al-yawma wa ashabi," that which I am upon today and my companions. So here we have a number of affairs. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioning that his ummah would divide into 73 sects. 72 of those sects are in the hellfire. They deviated away from the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And one sect, one group, is saved and holding fast to the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And one wording is mentioned that they're the jama'ah. The other wordings, they clarify who is the jama'ah and what is intended by that. We already seen from the evidences in the Quran that it's not the majority of the people. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the saved sect, the one who is guaranteed paradise, are those who are holding fast to what he is upon and his companions on that day. What he's upon and his companions on that day. So if you compare this narration here to that which has proceeded from the narration of the Ghuraba, we see that the saved sect, they are the Ghuraba. Aladina yasluhuna idha fasada an-nas. Those people who are upright and righteous upon obedience whenever the people are corrupted. Aladina yuslihuna ma afsada an-nas min sunnatihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who rectify and establish what the people have corrupted and deviated from with regards to his laws and legal ways, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And likewise, we all know the narration, which as well is very famous, and it's narrated by a number of companions likewise. And from that, it's been narrated by Muawiyah as well, and also Mughira ibn Shu'bah, and also Jabir ibn Abdullah, and also Jabir ibn Samura, and also Abu Hurairah, and also Thoban, and also Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, and also Imran ibn Hussein. A number of companions have narrated this narration. Like a number of companions narrated the other narration, meaning that these narrations are well known to the companions. Not only one companion narrated them, rather a number of companions narrated them. And it's collected not only in one book, but rather in many books. This particular narration here is collected in Bukhari and Muslim, and likewise in Sunan Abi Dawud, and also in Sunan Ibn Majah, and many of the books of al-Hadith. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَا تَزَالُ طَائِفَةٌ مِنْ أُمَّتِي ظَاهِرِينَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ, that there will always remain a group from my ummah that is victorious upon the truth, that is victorious and aided and upright upon the truth. And here we have from that narration, it's been narrated by a number of companions and has come with a number of different wordings. We read now from Sahih Muslim, from the narration of Thawban radiyallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, لَا تَزَالُ طَائِفَةٌ مِنْ أُمَّتِي ظَاهِرِينَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ مِنْ خَذَلَهُمْ حَتَّى يَتِي أَمْرُ اللَّهِ وَهُمْ كَذَلِكَ, that there will always remain a group from my ummah who is victorious, upright upon the truth. No harm will come to them from those who abandon them until the command of Allah comes and they're upon that way. No harm will come to them from those who abandoned them, meaning that there are going to be people who will abandon them. There are going to be people who oppose them. There are going to be people, any from those who ascribe to the Ummah of Muhammad, meaning those other 72 sects, they're going to oppose them, and they're going to talk bad about them. They're going to try to defame them. They're going to call them names. They're going to try to run the people away from them. They're going to use terms like Wahhabi. They're going to use terms like Madhhabi. They're going to use terms like Jami. They're going to use terms like this, trying to turn the people away from the truth that they have and from the goodness that they're caught into, in order for the people to be deceived and to not benefit from them. But no harm will come to them. But no harm will come to them. And this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, حَتَّى يَأْتِي أَمْرُ اللَّهِ وَهُمْ كَذَلِكَ, until the command of Allah comes while they're upright and steadfast upon that way. The people of not, as they mentioned, what is intended, حَتَّى يَأْتِي أَمْرُ اللَّهِ, and until the hour comes. But what is intended is just before the hour, because it's been mentioned in authentic narrations that the Day of Judgment will not be established except for on the most wicked of mankind. That whenever the Day of Judgment occurs, it will not occur except upon the most wicked of all mankind. عَلَى شِرَارِ الْخَلْقِ, عَلَى شِرَارِ الْخَلْقِ. But what is intended here is that this group will remain steadfast, fighting and striving upon the truth and clarifying the truth and calling to the truth and refuting the falsehood in defense of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all the way until just before the hour. Because just before the establishment of the hour, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will send the wind, and it will come by, it will come through the earth, and it will take the soul of every last believer. It will take the soul of every last believer, and everyone on that day who is a believer will die whenever the wind comes. And then after that, the resurrection will begin upon the worst of all mankind. So the point is that there will always remain a group. There always remain people steadfast and victorious upon the truth. There always remain the ghuraba. There always remain those strangers who are striving upon knowledge and application, upon the proper creed and understanding of the religion of Islam, defending the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upholding that in creed and belief and worship and manners and conduct and application. In creed and belief and worship and manners and conduct and in knowledge and in application. It's been narrated by Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, and this narration is likewise in Sahih Muslim. This narration is likewise the wording of Al-Imam Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, man yuridillahu bihi khayran yufaqihu fid din, that whomsoever Allah wants good for, he will grant him understanding in the religion. La tazalu isabatun min al-muslimina yuqatiluna ala al-haqi zahirina ala man nawa'ahum ila yawm al-qiyamah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in this narration that whomsoever Allah wants good for, he will grant him understanding in the religion. And then he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu khayran, that there will always remain a group of Muslims fighting upon the truth, apparent and victorious over their enemies and over those who oppose them until the day of resurrection. Until the day of resurrection. And likewise, in another wording that is mentioned by Thoban radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, إِنَّمَا أَخَافُ عَلَى أُمَّتِي أَدَئِمَّ الْمُضِلِّينَ. Listen to how these wordings are coming. Listen to how these words are coming and tie them together to that which has preceded. First, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentions that the ummah is going to divide. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that his true followers are strangers amongst mankind. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that there will always remain a group who is victorious upon the truth, and no harm will come to them if they're sincere and truthful. And they will be fighting upon the truth, fighting upon the truth. And the greatest fight is the fight with knowledge. The fight to learn the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to apply it in one's life. And then after that, to strive to call others to it. This is the greatest battle and the greatest jihad. People think that jihad is limited to the jihad of the weapon. But before that, there's the jihad of the soul, jihad of nafs. And this is lying and seeking knowledge first and foremost. Seeking knowledge of the guidance of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-jihad al-akbar. And then to strive and fight against one's own soul, to implement that knowledge and to apply it in one's life. This is the greatest jihad. That's incumbent upon every Muslim. Only fighting with the weapon is only incumbent upon some Muslims in some situations. As for fighting against the soul, it's an obligation upon every Muslim every day of his life. And this is the greatest striving and effort that we have to make to learn the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, to be from his true followers and to implement that in application in our life, in public and in private. Those who do that, Allah, the Messenger of Allah, he mentioned that no harm will come to him. No harm will come to them from those who oppose them. Meaning they're going to go through trials, no doubt about that, but the outcome is for them. The outcome is for them. Al-aqibah lil-muttaqeen. Doesn't mean that they'll not be tried. No, it's clear. They're going to be people who abandon them. They're going to be people who harm them. They're going to be people who oppose them. But in the end, it's only adha. It's only adha. It's bothersome problems and the likes like this, but the outcome will be for those believers, for those true believers. Man yuridillahu bihi khayran yufaqihu fid din. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is encouraging to seek knowledge. Whoever Allah wants good for, He'll grant him understanding in their religion. And there always remain a group from the Muslims striving, hard fighting upon the truth, victorious. No harm will come to them from those who oppose them. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Innama akhafu ala ummati ala imma al-mudhillin." That I only fear from my ummah. I only fear for my ummah. And what I fear most for my ummah are the misguided imams and the deviant imams. This is from the wording of At-Tirmidhi. ثم قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا تزال طائفة من أمتي على الحق ظاهرين لا يضرهم من خذلهم حتى يأتي أمر الله. That there will always remain a group from my ummah who is victorious upon the truth, upright, and no harm will come to them from those who oppose them until the command of Allah comes. The people of knowledge have discussed these narrations. And Bukhari, he mentioned, rahimahullah, whom ahlu al-ilm. Who is this saved sect? Who is this group that is saved from destruction and from misguidance and deviation and from the hellfire? Al-Imam al-Bukhari, rahimahullah, he says, whom? Ahlul ilm. They are the people of knowledge. Need those true people of knowledge who we have been discussing in our previous classes. Also, it's been narrated by Bukhari that he says that he narrated from Ali ibn Madini, rahimahullah, whom ahlu al-hadith. They are the people of hadith. And in the people of hadith in those days, they are the scholars of hadith who are transmitting the Quran and the Sunnah to the Ummah. They're carrying the Book of Allah and transmitting that, and likewise carrying the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and transmitting that. And these people, they are the saved sect. So what they were upon is that which is pleasing to Allah, clear with what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned in the hadith about the deviation. Ma ana alayhi al-yawm wa ashabi. Those who are upon what I'm upon today and my companions. And after the companions, that was the tabi'un, the students of the companions, and that's ba'at tabi'in, the students of the companions. To summarize, those best generations, the people of hadith, those people who are the safe sect, or the fundamental, or the foundation of the safe sect, there are those believers that have the eyes that seen the eyes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And after them, the believers that have the eyes that saw the eyes that saw the eyes of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the third generation who had the eyes that saw the eyes that saw the eyes that saw the eyes of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Three generations. And they're referred to in the narration that we took in the previous class. Tasma'una wa yusma'u minkum wa yusma'u min man sami'a minkum. You're going to hear the knowledge and it'll be heard from you. And people will hear from those who heard from you. Referring to those generations. And likewise, the narration is going to come clarifying these same categories of people as well. And we've seen the well-known narration of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam whenever he mentioned khairun nas qarni thumma alladhina yalunuhum thumma alladhina yalunuhum. The best of mankind is my generation, then those who follow, and then those who follow. This is the foundation of the safe sect. Those who are upon what they were upon. Those who are upon what they were upon until today. Whether they're scholars of hadith, or scholars of tafsir, or whatever science they major in, but they're upon that creed. They're upon that belief. They worship Allah in that way. They understand the religion the way they understood the religion. And they implement the rulings in that same way. And they follow the principles that they have established. And they understand the deen in that light. The light of a salaf as-salih. The light of a salaf as-salih. This is the same sect all the way until the day of judgment. Qala Ahmad ibn Hanbal. At Imam Ahmad, he mentioned, rahimahullah, in lam yakunu ahl al-hadithi fala adri man hum. He said, if they're not ahl al-hadith, I don't know who they are. And if the safe sect is not the scholars of hadith, I do not know who they are. And when we have to pay attention, they're speaking now to those people in their time and those before them. If it's not this group of people here that we learned these narrations from, then we don't know who they are. Then we don't know who they are. So this is all an evidence and clarification of the obligation of understanding the Quran and Sunnah, the understanding of the Sahaba and the Tabi'in, Atba' Tabi'in, those first three noble and virtuous generations that are praiseworthy in the Book of Allah and in the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who's holding, those who are holding fast to that way, they're the Jama'ah. They are? They're Jama'ah. They are the Jama'ah. So again, Al-Jama'ah, whom Ahlul Haqqi zahiran wa batina. The Jama'ah, they are the people of truth, inwardly and outwardly. They are people who follow the truth, outwardly and inwardly. وَهُمْ فِي مَا كَانَ عَلَيْهِ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمُ وَأَصْحَابُهُ. And they are those who are on the likes of what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was upon and his companions, radiallahu anhum. It's been narrated by Ibn Mas'ud, radiallahu anhu, that he mentioned to one of the tabi'een, one of his students. His name is Amr ibn Maymun al-Awdi, rahimahullahu ta'ala. And Amr ibn Maymun al-Awdi, he's asking Ibn Mas'ud about a particular issue that occurred. And whenever he responded, he said, Ya Amr ibn Maymun, inna juhumur, he's asking about the congregation. He's asking about the congregation. Because the Prophet ﷺ, he informed that there will come leaders who will delay the prayer from his proper time. There will come leaders who delay the prayer from his proper time. And the Prophet ﷺ forbade them from revolting against them. And he said to them, you should pray the prayer in your house. And when you, if you meet with them, you pray with them, it will be considered a non-obligatory prayer. And he, that you do not, even though they delayed the prayer from its proper time, you did not obey them in that, but you establish the prayer in your home, and then you establish the prayer in congregation with them, if you're available, in order to not cause corruption and dissension and chaos in the community. And you make dua for Allah to remove the issue. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam prophesied about these affairs. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he used to tell his students, alaykum bil jama'ah. And this was something that was known from him. Fa'alaykum bil jama'ah. You have to hold fast to the jama'ah. And again, many times they will think maybe that this is the majority of the people. So now this issue is occurring. After some time, Ibn Mas'ud is telling the people, hold fast to the jama'ah, hold fast to the jama'ah, hold fast to the jama'ah. And now the imams are coming, these corrupt rulers who are delaying the prayer past their proper time. So they ask Abdullah ibn Mas'ud what he should do. What should they do? Radiallahu anhu, he says, pray in your house in the proper time. And if you catch the prayer with them, you pray with them, it's considered a non-obligatory prayer for you. It's considered a non-obligatory prayer for you. So Amr ibn Maymun, whenever he heard this, he found it to be strange. He's like, you're telling us to hold fast to the jama'ah, and then you're telling us to pray the prayer by ourselves in the house, and then if you pray with them, it's going to be non-obligatory. What is this? What is this? And he was confused about this affair. So this narration comes based upon this story. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he says, Ya Amr ibn Maymun, إن جمهور الجماعة هي التي تفارق الجماعة إنما جماعة ما وافق طاعة الله وإن كنت وحدك. That he said, O Amr ibn Maymun, indeed the majority of the jama'ah, the majority of the jama'ah, there are those who have deviated away from the jama'ah. Indeed, it is the jama'ah is only those who are in accordance with the obedience of Allah, even if you're alone. Even if you're alone. And another wording, Abdullah bin Mas'ud, he said, radiallahu anhu, innama al-jama'ah man wafaqa al-haq walau kunta wahdaka. Innama al-jama'ah man wafaqa al-haq walau kunta wahdaka. That the jama'ah is the one who's in accordance with the truth, even if you're alone. Even if you're alone. So the majority of the people is not the main body in the congregation. Rather, it's the one who is in accordance with the truth. The one who's in accordance to the obedience of Allah and to the obedience of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So anyone who opposes Allah's commands, violates the rights by not fulfilling the commandments properly, or he transgresses the limits and perpetrates that which is forbidden, he's disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In this manner, he's going away from the jama'ah. He's going away from the jama'ah. You understand that? You understand that? But then there's another reality of the jama'ah likewise, because from the greatest things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has ordered is that the people be unified and that they obey the rulers who have authority over them, whether they're righteous or whether they're wicked, so long as they're Muslims. This is something that is established in the book of Allah and in the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As has been mentioned, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned and prophesied that imams, they will come, that Muslim leaders, they will come and they will delay the prayer. But even then, the Prophet forbade them, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from revolting against them and from going against them and causing problems and dissension in the society because of the great ills that come about from that and the great problems and trials and tribulations that come about from that. So this is forbidden. So now this is the issue here. The jama'ah is the one who's according to the truth. And the truth that we're ordered to hold fast to is to be with the jama'ah, meaning under the leadership of the Muslim authority. Under the leadership of the Muslim authority. So this is another meaning for the word jama'ah. The jama'ah is the group of Muslims that have an allegiance to the Muslim ruler. That have an allegiance to the Muslim ruler. And they live under the Muslim ruler, whether he's righteous or whether he's wicked. So long as he's a Muslim ruler, then the main body and the jama'ah and those people who are on the truth, there are those who have an allegiance to him, and they live under his authority, and they do not revolt and go against the Muslim ruler. But to emphasize this affair, before going into the intent from this chapter, we establish the point again that the jama'ah are those who are upon the truth, those who are upon the way of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions. But we will find out from their way that they listen and they obey the Muslim ruler and that which is lawful, and that which is lawful. And they do not revolt against the Muslim ruler because of the great ills and the loss of life and bloodshed and destruction and turmoil that comes about from that. This is from the wisdom of the legislation of listening and obeying the Muslim ruler and holding fast to the jama'ah. And holding fast to the jama'ah. Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, rahimahullah ta'ala, he died in the year 181. In the year 181, he was asked about the jama'ah. He was asked, su'ila ibn al-Mubarak, rahimahullah ta'ala, an al-maja' an al-jama'ah. An al-jama'ah al-ladhina yanbaghi an yuqtada bihim. That he was asked, rahimahullah, about the jama'ah, those whom it's proper and incumbent for the people to take as role models. And he said, Abu Bakr or Umar. That the jama'ah is Abu Bakr and Umar, radiyallahu anhumah. Abu Bakr, he died in the year 11. And Umar, he died in the year 23. And Abdullah ibn Mubarak, he died in the year 181. So that means he never met Abu Bakr and Umar, right? Abdullah ibn Mubarak, he's from the Atba' Tabi'in. He never met the Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum, but this is his understanding. What is the jama'ah? Who is the jama'ah that we have to hold fast to? He said the jama'ah is Abu Bakr and Umar. And he referring to their understanding and that which they were upon. Those who are upon what they were upon, this is the jama'ah. This is the jama'ah that we hold fast to. Those who have the understanding of the religion that they had. And those who are upon what Abu Bakr and Umar were upon, radiyallahu anhuma, because they are those who are truly and sincerely, inwardly and outwardly, upon what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was upon. And likewise, in the same light, it's been mentioned from this great Imam, Al-Imam Al-Awza'i rahimahullah, he died in the year 156. Alayka bi'athari man salaf. This is also from the means to hold fast to the jama'ah and to hold fast to the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and to not deviate. Then he said, Alayka bi'athari man salaf. You have to hold fast to the narrations of those who have preceded. When rafa'allaka an-nas, even if the people reject you, and even if the people don't like you, even if the people talk bad about you, and even if the people consider you strange or weird, and the likes like this, you hold fast to the narrations of those who have preceded. وَإِيَّاكَ وَأَرَاءَ الرِّجَالَ وَزَخْرَفُوهُ لَكَ بِالْقَوْلِ. And you have to be cautious and watch out from the opinions of the men, from the opinions of the people, even if they decorate it and make it appear fair-seeming, yani, with their statements, even if they decorate it and make it appear fair seeming. That the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he drew a line for them on the ground. ثُمَّ خَطَّ عَنْ يَمِينِهِ وَشِمَالِهِ خُطُوطًا. Then he drew on the right and on the left lines. And then he said, هَذَا سَبِيلُ اللَّهِ. This is the path of Allah. This is the path of Allah. And he said, وَهَذِهِ سُبُلٌ عَلَى رَأْسِ كُلِّ وَاحِدٍ مِنْهَا شيطان يدعو إليها. That at the head of every one of these paths is a devil calling to it. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he recited the statement of Allah azza wa jalla, wa anna hadha sirati mustaqiman fattabi'uhu wa la tattabi'u subula fatafarraqa bikum an sabili. This is my straight path, you must follow it, and do not follow the other pathways, or else it would lead you away from my path. So the devil, he is lying on this path, and he's calling the people away from this path. There are callers following the way of the devil from jinn and from mankind, following people to deviate from the path of Allah and from the understanding of the Sahaba. And these are those deviant sects and those deviant ways. Some people, they deviate away into disbelief, waliyadu billah. And others, they deviate away into innovation and misunderstandings and doubts and misconceptions. And others, they deviate away and become engulfed in sin. All of this is deviation away from the straight path, that which the companions, they were upon, radiyallahu anhum. That which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions, they were upon, radiyallahu anhum. So the chapter that we're discussing now, alaykum bil jama'ah. You have to hold fast to the jama'ah. So the jama'ah in general is the one who is in accordance to the truth, The one who was upright upon the obedience of Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Those who have the understanding of the religion based upon what was understood by the best three generations. By the best three generations, that's clarified. And all of these evidences that we have discussed. And inshallah, in our class to come, we will begin reading the evidences that the author he mentioned. He mentioned a number of wonderful evidences from the book and from the sunnah, clarifying these affairs. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us beneficial knowledge and grant us success to implement that knowledge and to abide by it until we meet Him upon the straight path and He's pleased with us. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.